today's show, there may be a little road noise and background and everything. I recorded this one a couple weeks ago while I was driving down the road, headed to the job site, kind of went on a tangent about the voting when it comes to, like, hunting rights and everything, and reintroduction of wolves in the areas, and in a few weeks we'll dive more into that, of what it's doing to everything. So just y'all hang tight with us. We'll get it going and see how it goes from there. Thanks.
doesn't say where I'm putting my boy's box in. Where I'm putting my boy's box in on my place that we have. It's funny, I hadn't been out there in 3 or 4 weeks to check the feeder, which I need to. I went out there today, checked it. I'll probably fill it back up this weekend. And I have to pull cameras and check. I've got 230-inch bucks or so of their horns as of a few days ago on camera on that stand that I don't have on camera anywhere else around my place. 4 and 5 does are out. Those two bucks, oddly enough, are not on where I killed my deer this year. And that's only 400 yards, 500 yards apart, maybe. So it was really cool to see that. And they were out there eating one of our bucks that we worked a formula out for. And a mixture that we keep in our 55-gallon drum-style feeder. I'll actually, once I get it filled up and everything, I'll probably record filling it up and doing a few things with it to throw out on the YouTube channel and probably hit TikTok and Facebook and all that. But our stuff we run. And probably start planting at a few. I'll probably just that area back up and get some stuff planted in the next 4 weeks, maybe if weather clears up, probably just see what it's going to do. But it goes back to, like I said, the podcast I had several weeks back about it. Janie should, and we're definitely going to put the work in so that we can have some really cool film hunts with, especially my kids this year, but we got a couple other friends of theirs that want to hunt and have never hunted, and we're probably going to have them give them if an opportunity presents itself, we're going to allow them to kill their first deer with us and everything too. So we're looking at getting all that on film just to have a blast with it, because not only will be their first time, it's going to be something they can always go back and look at and cherish and everything. Like, how many of y'all remember your first year? And I did a podcast probably October, November about my first year and my first year in front of dogs. And it's like, really, it was, both were great experiences, like the coolest thing to me. It's like, but what took over that was one of my good friends, he killed his first deer when he was 20, used to be real good, like, long story there, but no longer, but he killed his first deer. I took him and put him in a stand and got him set up, told him where they'd be going out, and he killed his first deer over Cajun Whip. He was probably 22, 23 when he killed it, and I was on my family home shooting up there helping find the deer, and I was probably more excited than he was, just because, like, I put them all in place and everything. Then fast forward to last year, Hunter, my youngest son, killing his first deer, made it over a crossbow, which was made it even more awesome, because he's never even shot a crossbow in his life. And we had the opportunity, the deer was there, and, made it happen. And I was way more pumped up than he was. Like, more excited than I ever was on anything I've ever had the opportunity to kill. And, so that's one reason we'll go to the box set and everything, we'll go to the house so that I can make it easier for us to hunt them and take some of their friends that haven't had the opportunity and everything. So maybe we'll go on. My oldest son has a shot one, hopefully October, this, obviously next season, 2024 season, October, hopefully we can get him his first. Hunter should be able to knock his second down. My little girl, she'll be too little. She won't be before. I'm going to make her wait another couple years while I let her shoot one. If you ask her, I'm going to do it next year. She's ready. And, we can't take her word for it. But they got a couple buddies that have never been. They've asked me in there. That 9 to 11-year-old range, and if it's okay with their parents, then we're going to try and make it happen for them. And, that way they, not only do they get to kill the deer, they get the excitement of putting the meat on the table for their family and just some of these kids and families, I don't want to go into too much detail also, but it has made a big difference. So, you know, something I look at, and I know I've rambled on this one just because, like, I'm driving and by myself. And I know that's kind of scary. I can just ramble for 10, 15 minutes by myself like this and everything. But it's like, it goes back to that, like, in each episode with get the kid into the outdoors, and not just the kid, anybody that's not at outdoors or that has that opportunity. If they ask, you should be there, like, hey, give them an opportunity. Because without them having an opportunity, they may never do it and never realize that they enjoy it or anything. And so that being, and then you've created somebody, a opponent that's going to be in the corner of hunters, not in the corner of anti-hunters. And if we don't get something going on where we have more guys that are willing, like, I'm a hunter and excited about it, then you're going to have a lot of stuff happening that's not okay. I was reading something the other day, Colorado, they've obviously, everybody knows about introducing the wolves, but it was Colorado, I could be wrong, I'm not going to try to look it up with me driving, but if anybody listening and wants to reach out to us, correct me, I'd be more than happy to be corrected, because I want to make sure that I'm the right information, and like I said, it was one of the states that has a cougar season, like, they're postponing it because of the anti-hunters being more vocal than the hunters. So it's just a matter of time before they completely lose that cougar season. And then, like I said, the wolves being introduced, that's creating a big, it's going to create a big problem. Because if you look at the study of what happened in Idaho, Montana, and everything, when they put them back in, Colorado has the best elk population prior to this. Colorado's going to lose a hell of a delicious part of its elk population. And because it was voted on, yeah. But the people that voted on it it's not being released in the areas they live on, the maintenance that voted for. I don't want to go on a tangent about that and everything, because, we all have our own opinions. Opinions are great. But also, just because you feel that it should be done, you also need to understand the consequences of it being done and look at it from both sides. And the ones that know it, if you don't have to deal with the consequences of your behavior, then you're going to automatically, So that's a subject I don't want to broach too much. We're allowing people to vote on stuff that doesn't affect them, so they're going to vote in the way that they don't give a fuck about the rancher, the farmer, and his cattle and everything. That's not their problem. All the wolves are the wolves are this or that, and they won't put them back in. Great. But building all the large cities and everything else is what's dispersed all the animal population. Not the guy out here forming and ranching. So if we're gonna really go into that, then we probably need to look at, we need to quit overpopulating areas with people. That's the fucking problem. So, like I said, didn't really want to go into that, but it is what it is. If you take states that three or four cities control the whole state when it comes to the vote, there's a problem with that, and we're gonna lose more freedoms of the hunting world and other things. So be a proponent of what we gotta be a proponent of what's supportive, and that's the outdoors and everything. We gotta start opening our mouths. So, in a professional way, you can't can say it and force it upon us any way they want, and we have to be careful how we do it, because you're seen as, you know how you're seen. So with that, I think I'm going to wind this one down. I appreciate y'all's time. Sorry I went on a tangent. And if you like it, reach out to me. Let us know. Delta Lodge Outdoors on Facebook or TikTok or Instagram. YouTube. Like, messages. Like, there's a bunch of different ways to get in touch with info at Delta Lodge Outdoors. Correct me on whatever state I'm talking about with the cougar season. I'd love to know because I read it, but I can't remember what it was. Explain some of this voting shit to me if you get it better than I do about how we need to go about this to not get labeled as, bullies. So, and I can always say, thank you for your time. Introduce somebody to the outdoors and have an event. Hell, who knows? You might can change hands out other time. Y'all have a great one. Julius Craig, Delta Lodge Outdoors.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Delta Lodge Outdoors. This is Julius Craig. We appreciate you listening to us today.